The project is essentially to translate the scriptures into Jamaican Creole, Jamaican Patois, or Jamaican, as it's popularly referred to. It's a very ambitious project, and it's the first time that this Patois will actually be taken out of the normal domain of comedy and drama into a serious domain.
Now, why are you doing this?
For two reasons, essentially. One, because as a member of the United Bible Societies, this is what we do. We translate the scriptures into the languages of the people, even though the scriptures may exist in the national or the official language. And secondly, over 200 years of Bible Society's experience has indicated that the scriptures make their greatest impact on persons when they have it in their mother tongue, or what we call the heart language.
How popular do you think this Bible will be once it's finished?
I think it will be extremely popular for several reasons. One, this will be the first time it's ever been done. And two, of the estimated 5 million speakers of Jamaican, this will be an absolutely new thing on several fronts. One, linguistically, persons will be hearing their language, the scriptures in their language. And two, persons will now recognize that if God can speak my language, then I am somebody, I am worth something, I have value. It affirms the dignity of the Jamaican people.
What kind of support have you had for this in Jamaica?
In Jamaica, there has been a lot of support. Various persons have indicated that this is what we ought to be doing. And in fact, we should have done this a long time ago. And outside of Jamaica, other Bible societies have partnered with us, including the British Bible Society, Wycliffe Bible Translators. So we have been receiving fierce support.
Now, you're not translating the Old Testament, you're translating the New Testament. Why is that?
Well, that's a yes and no.
It's a yes
no,
and no,
we are not doing it now.
Ah, okay.
And yes, we will be doing it, but we have started with the New Testament. And so the first book to be completed is the Gospel of Luke, which should be released by the end of next month in Jamaica, and then a week or two later here in the UK.
Can you read us a passage?
It is a story of the Good Samaritan. Here goes. "Wa expert in the law, turn up for test Jesus. Teacher, him asks Jesus, what we must do for live forever? We're right down in the law, Jesus asks him. You understand it? The man say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, strength and mind, and love your neighbor like how you love yourself. Jesus said to him, you answer right. Do that and you will live. But the man want for sure say, him know him a chat about. So him asks Jesus, who am I neighbor? Jesus answer him say, one man a go down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and some thief grab him. Them take away him clothes, beat him up, and go left him for half dead. One priest a go down the same road, see the man, and pass pan the other side. One temple helper come to the same place and see the man, but him pass pan the other side too. But one Samaritan who had traveled come with his man there, and when him see him, him sorry for him. So him go to the man, treat him cut them with olive oil and wine, then him put the man pan in donkey, take him to one inn, and take care of him. The next morning, him give the innkeeper 2 silver coins and say, take care of him. And when I come back, if you me will pay you for any extra money where you spend. Then Jesus asked the expert in the law, out of the 3 of them, who you think did that did neighbor to the man where the thief then did beat up? The expert in the law say, the one where take care of him. Jesus say, go do the same thing.